Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. We're going to get to Jody LeMayo here in a moment. Phone lines open for you too. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Jody LeMayo joining us on a Western Hotline. Jody is the president and CEO of Kaleida Health. We'll get a number of questions in that I bet a lot of you have. So we'll cover that here. Hey, Jody, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. And thanks for coming on with us today.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. How are the folks at Kaleida Health doing? How is the staff holding up at this point?
Well, we're hanging in there, right? And I think, you know, it's what you see and what you hear. A lot of that is true, right? There's anxiety out there. There's concern. But we're doing our level best to really support them and make sure that, obviously, they know how much we care about what they're doing. But we really need to protect them, guys. I mean, that's where I've been obnoxious about this over the past couple of weeks. We need to really do our part to make sure they stay healthy, because if the healthcare system, as you've heard from others, whether it's elected officials or anyone else, if the healthcare system goes sideways, we're all in trouble. So we just really have to make sure we're doing our small part as a community, staying away, social distancing, and those types of things, because these people are heroes and they're doing phenomenal work, and we got to keep them healthy.
Jody, with regard to the process with which you get updated, you know, I think everybody is doing what they can to stay up to date. Obviously, you, as someone that's kind of right there in the thick of it or knowing so much, is it a daily thing? Is it an hourly thing? How often are you getting updates on exactly how things are going, how everyone's doing, how the supplies are lasting and things like that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, our normal, like for someone like me, I would get what we call flash reports every morning about what's happening throughout the system, and then we kind of work the day that way. What's happening now is it's hourly almost seems long to me. It's literally sometimes minute by minute, and I'm not exaggerating that. So we have multiple calls. We have a command center where we're communicating, where I'm getting my information, my team is, and that drops down throughout the entire organization. But Jeremy and Howard, it's changing so much. I mean, you see it, right? I mean, you look at some of the information that the county executive is coming out with. You know, 1 minute the tweet says this, and unfortunately the next minute or hour, there's another death. So, you know, guidance from the CDC, guidance from the state and the federal government, those are all changing. So it's really the strangest times we've ever lived in. But quite honestly, I feel like if we continue to do the things that we're doing as a community, we're going to get over that hump sooner rather than later.
Jody, the supplies is a big issue. How are you guys holding up in terms of, you know, masks, I think, are getting the big publicity out there, and now you're seeing businesses turn into go away from what they're doing and producing masks. But what's going on in terms of supplies and how that's holding up at this point?
Yeah, that's the big thing right now. So that's the PPE, the personal protective equipment that you hear, and whether that's be gloves or masks. Masks are really the big thing. Obviously, you're hearing a lot about ventilators due to the absolute crisis that's going on in New York City, and that's real, by the way. So people, it's very dire in New York. have lots of friends and colleagues there. But locally here, it's difficult to say, but we probably have about a couple of weeks worth of PPE right now. We have a shipment, knock on wood, that we're hoping gets here in an hour or so. We have some support coming. The county executive is going to send through. But it's tight, and really it's hard to gauge it because if our normal use was X 3 weeks ago, as this thing continues to ramp up and the volume gets heavier and heavier, it's Y and then it's Z. So it's really difficult to kind of judge exactly what we need. But the reality is we just need more, and that's really what you're talking about. And lots of people, all hands on deck, are doing all they can to get it. And our supply chain folks are doing phenomenal work trying to get our frontline staff and our entire organization as much as we can get.
How can people help? In terms of the masks, I guess, like I remember seeing a couple of weeks ago, there was a story on the news, it was from West Seneca. School districts are now trying to get some supplies, and maybe it's masks that they're not using with no classes, and they're trying to donate them or get them to the hospitals. As I said, I feel like I've seen stories of businesses that are now producing masks and doing whatever they can. How can you increase the supply through the community? Is there anything people can do, that people are listening, individuals or businesses, to help the cause?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been lots of businesses, Howard, that have had masks, whether they're sitting around or in warehouses, that mm-hmm. they've donated to the various different hospitals, and that's been phenomenal. I know, as you said, different businesses are trying to manufacture them quickly. We'll take what we can get. I mean, that's the reality. That's where we're at right now. And I'm not speaking for every single healthcare system, but that's kind of what's going on throughout the country. Yeah, I've said this before. If you really stop and think about it, I don't know if there's ever been a time in our country where everyone is searching for the same thing. Because mm-hmm. most of these, whether it's a virus or a tsunami or a earthquake, they're geographically kind of limited to where that happens. It's in this instance, it's everyone. It's a global pandemic. So when you hear about ventilators, everybody's searching for a ventilator. And everybody means everybody, the globe. When everybody's looking for masks, it's everybody. It's really a different, it's an entirely different dynamic than we've ever dealt with.
We're with Jody LeMayo from Kaleida Health. You know, the ventilators, the beds, we cover the masks and supplies. But what about beds, ICU beds and ventilators? You mentioned New York City and what's going on down there. How do you fare at this point in terms of Kaleida Health and that area? Because I'm going to guess the numbers are going to increase, right, in terms of patients and people testing positive.
Yeah, we've seen all the numbers increase. We've seen the number of cases positive increase. We've seen, unfortunately, people passing away increase. Mm-hmm. What the state has mandated us to do is to increase our capacity from 50% to 100%. So we've been able to get up to 100%. So that's a good thing that we've been able to do it. Hopefully we never have to use that capacity, but if need be, it's there. So, yes, we've ordered beds. We have further beds on the way. We're no longer doing elective surgeries. We're not doing scheduled surgeries. So we have some capacity from that. The ED volumes of people coming into the emergency room has really lightened up, which is a good thing right now. So we have capacity. If it gets really out of hand, I mean, yeah, it would be a problem for us. It would be a problem for all of us. So hopefully some of the steps that we've taken over the past 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, have really mitigated this. But you know, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I mean, every day we were on a call last night till 10 p.m. just looking at the numbers. And, yeah, the numbers were worse from, say, 10 p.m. yesterday to noon yesterday. So I'll be getting on a call as soon as I'm off with you, getting the latest numbers.
Before we let you go, I did want to ask you about test kits. Is there still a shortage with that? How is all that working in terms of the number of test kits that are available just here in Western New York?
Yeah, it's very, very limited. So what we're doing, we're able to test, and what we've done is we've prioritized our testing because, back to what I started with, it's really important that we keep the healthcare workforce safe and healthy and protected. So if we do that, the most we could test is our inpatients who are critically and very, very sick, and our employees. So, you know, you hear about there's a 5-minute test coming. There's this test coming. Somebody could do it in an hour. We got to be really careful about how we talk about those things and set expectations because, quite honestly, right now, testing is very limited. You've heard the county executive. You've heard others. That's the truth. So let's see what happens over the next few days, if we can increase capacity to test, if we have the ability to get more tests. But remember this. I think our community needs to understand this. There's an absolute need in Western New York. What's happening in New York City is really problematic for all of us. So resources, and rightfully so, some of those resources would go to those hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
We're not designated a hotspot, thankfully, right now. So that's where kind of like when I talked about everybody searching, we're all searching for the same things.
I probably should ask you this. This is the final thing I had. I probably should have made it a little bit higher up on the list. But for someone who has all of a sudden they think they have a cold or there's a fever, maybe, you know, whatever. We're getting to the symptoms here, Jody. What do people do if they think they have symptoms? They're not sure. How do they go about responding to that if they think, something might be happening here?
Well, the first thing is call your provider. So first of all, you know, whether it's self-quarantine, isolate yourself, those types of things, that's really important to do. But you have to call your provider. So call your physician, call any of the numbers that are on, you know, those websites, whether it's the county or so on. But one thing you can't do, Howard, is come to the hospital because what we don't want to do is spread some more. Because for the most part, and you've heard this, if you have symptoms and if you unfortunately have this, it is just really what you would get with the flu, right? So 80-85% of any of us who get it, you would just stay home and so on and self kind of take care of yourself. Others, if it's really, really bad, then those would be people who a provider or a physician would say to get to a hospital or get to another level of care. So what we can't have is a whole bunch of people running around into the emergency departments and so on, because then that really puts a ton of pressure on the healthcare system, and then obviously increases the spread.
Okay. Hey, have you brought back like retired nurses and doctors to help out? Are you at that stage?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, we're working the phones and everything, and it kind of, you know, someday I think one of the really positive things that'll come out of this is just how this community, and maybe really as a nation, we do come together at a time of crisis. So you cannot believe the amount of people who are willing to help us, the people who are willing to come back, and people who are really willing to walk right into the fire and kind of, you know, make sure we're all safe and healthy. So there is some beauty to that.
Jody, thanks. Thanks for all the information. And again, thanks for everything the healthcare workers are doing. And I'm sure, as you said off the top, every step is being taken to keep them safe. So appreciate that and appreciate you giving us all the information today.
Guys, thanks so much. Talk soon.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.